call the Mesa City Council meeting of Monday, February 5th, 2007 to order. We will begin the meeting by an invocation this evening led by Pastor Gregory Dansby of the Tempe, the Holy Temple Church of God in Christ. Make sure I get that right. Followed by a Pledge of Allegiance. Will you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge?
Our Father and our God, we thank you this day for all of your goodness to us. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, O God, for how you have blessed us to see this day, first of all, that was not promised to us. And you have blessed us to gather in this place at this time. God, we ask a special blessing upon the mayor of this city and the city council, men and women that sit in these chairs on this day. God, we ask you to bless them and give them the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge, O God, as they make decisions, O God, concerning this city that will affect not only us today, but those that come after us. We ask you to bless right now. Lead and guide in the name of Jesus. Let your presence be in this place, because I invoke your presence in this place tonight. We ask you to move in each and every one, each and every decision, each and every statement, each and everything that's said and done. We want it to be led by your guide. And we ask your divine presence in this place this night. And we honor you in everything that is said and done. And each and every one under the sound of my voice, each and every one in this building, God, we ask you to bless and encourage and uplift all of these blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
The pledge is going to be led by Brandon Bumbernick of Troop 355. Brandon?
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Brandon. And Pastor Dansby, always appreciate it when you sing, too. Right? Have a terrific voice. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, before I speak, I want to confirm with the city attorney, is it all right to make a couple of comments about the Pledge of Allegiance? Since it is posted on here, is it acceptable?
Vice Mayor, if these are your personal comments, I would think yes it is, because it's not an action that's going to come before the council with regard to the pledge.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not violating anything. Over the weekend, I was with my grandchildren. My 2.5-year-old grandson was running around, and I hadn't realized we were standing right near a flagpole. As he was running around in circles, four young men who were scouts came out and put up the flag. And he came over and stood next to me, and he stood at attention, and he looked up at me and he said, "That is the flag." He was in awe. That's how I feel about the flag. I am in awe. One of my fellow council members has chosen to make a statement about the war using the flag. It is not the choice that I would have made. I recognize that he has that right, because so many of you have given us that right by the service that you've given to our country, and I thank you for your service. It does not appear that he has violated the charter nor the code of ethics of the city of Mesa. He simply has made a choice that I would not have made. While sometimes we have a right to do something, that doesn't mean that everyone else is going to consider that it's the right thing to do. And so when I stand, I am standing because that's how I feel. It is not a comment about anything else except it's my standing in awe. Thank you.
Councilmember Whalen.
Thank you, Mayor. In the spirit of Pastor Dansby's opening prayer, I'm not here to judge this evening. I don't feel I have the right to judge another person's actions. However, as an elected official for the city of Mesa, I think I have a responsibility to the people who have elected me to this office, and that's to show the respect for the flag of our country. That's why I stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. It wasn't many years ago that everywhere we looked was the signs of our American flag hanging, and under that it said, "United we stand." And today we're not standing. And I think that's wrong in our position as a public official to do that. I have no personal animosity towards Mr. Rawls. I highly respect Mr. Rawls, but I think he's made a poor decision in this effort. Thank you.
All right. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've served on this council for 8 very short months because they've been quite enjoyable, and I've really appreciated working with everybody here. And Tom, for you as well. And I served in the Air Force in 1991 during the first Gulf War. It was toward the end of my tour. My wife and I, we were married at the time, but two of us, when we were serving, I think the one thing that I remember the most was going to civil engineering to be issued my weapon and live ammunition. And for somebody who served in crash rescue on a fire truck, it's a little unusual and quite a bit disturbing. My cousin is a Marine currently serving, has been to Iraq a few times as well. And I think I said it adequately in the paper. For once, I was quoted quite well as saying that whether I agree with the war or not, I don't believe that this council chamber was a proper venue for that. I think we can see by presence of some cameras that aren't normally here, it can tend to be a bit disruptive. But most importantly, I think that whatever the message is, and I know what Tom wants to say, it's been buried. Nobody's hearing that message over the actions that were taken. And while I respect them, and I understand that you have the right to do it, I'm afraid that your message, and I know you want your message to get out, has been hidden. So certainly I agree with my other council members at the wrong venue. Thank you, Mayor.
Good. Councilmember Jones.
Along those same lines, I appreciate those who have come out and are here to express their displeasure with action taken and your feelings towards the flag, and I share those feelings. I feel it a true privilege and honor to be able to pledge the flag and what it stands for. And while I do understand Mr. Rawls' reasoning in hearing his explanations, I still do not feel that this was the correct forum in which to express that and the distraction which it has caused. And I'm dismayed for that purpose, but I am truly grateful for our country and the flag for which it stands.
Councilmember Griswold.
I strongly disagree with Mr. Rawls' actions. I know in a democracy you have the right to protest. I just believe this is an inappropriate way to protest. I had one woman call me and ask me, couldn't Mr. Rawls go on a hunger strike until the war is over? And I don't know. There's other ways to do this, and I think would have gotten the message out better. But that's Mr. Rawls' decision. Thank you.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is the mayor's welcome. This is on a video telecast, and it will explain the how we conduct our council meetings. We have several requests to speak at the end of the meeting. We normally allow that to three speakers, and I think we've had 7 to 10 cards passed in to date, not all on the same subject, but quite a few of them. I'm going to go ahead and allow a few additional cards, but what do we got? Nope. All right, so we have 8 individuals that have turned in cards. Let's cut it off at the 8, and I'll request that these, is that?
Mayor, I actually have 11, 8 on one issue, and then 3 on other various issues.
All right, why don't we do this then? Let's have everyone cut it down to 2 minutes apiece.
Okay.
And we'll have all 11 come forward, and then cut off the cards from there. Okay, would you please read the consent agenda items?
Yes, Mayor. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A has been deleted. Item 3B, take action on new beer and wine store license for Asiana Market Plus, 1116 South Dobson Road, number 117. Item 3C, take action on new beer and wine store license for Tesco, 2009 North Stapley Drive. Item 3D, take action on new beer and wine store license for Tesco, 9950 East Guadalupe Road. Item 4A, take action on two-year contract renewal for landscape maintenance services, $180,769 annually. Item 4B, take action on contract dollar limit increase to the supply contract for ferrous chloride, $495,024 annually. Item 4C, take action on contract for sewer diversion structure rehab at Baseline and Emerson's Road, $130,092.40. Item 4D, take action on contract for Beverly Park Fence and Wall, $79,502.50. Item 4F, take action on contract for carpet replacement at Mesa City Plaza Building, second floor, $61,219.16. Item 5A, introduce ordinance for February 20th, zoning case Z07-07, 10,000 East Hampton Avenue for office and warehousing. Item 5B, introduce ordinance for February 20th, zoning case Z07-08, 2235 South Hawes Road for an assisted living facility and duplexes. Item 6A, take action on resolution to extinguish a temporary drainage easement at southeast corner of Vineyard and Baseline. Item 6B, take action on resolution to extinguish a temporary easement at East Renfield Street and South Mountain Road. Item 7A, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-01, 2169 North Sossaman Road for a rezone. Item 7B, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-02, 10202 East Broadway Road for a rezone. Item 7C, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-03, 9310 East Main Street for a rezone. Item 7D, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-04, 9030 East Southern Avenue for a rezone. Item 7E, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-05, 6000 East Evergreen Road for a rezone. Item 8A, take action on subdivision plat Aquila Lascendas, 2600 North Power Road. Item 8B, take action on subdivision plat McKellop Center, 4800 East McKellops Road. Item 8C, take action on subdivision plat Fairway Terrace Condominiums, 524 West Fairway Drive. Item 9A, approve write-off of utility and miscellaneous accounts for the three-month period ending September 30th, 2006 for $294,134. Item 9.1, take action regarding the disclosure of certain taxpayer information. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Were there any requests to move any consent agenda items?
No, Mayor, the record can stand as read.
All right. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Walters for approval of the consent agenda as read. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Page 4, we have item 4E, which is a residential street overlay. And I still have an ownership interest in an asphalt construction business that has the potential to be a subcontractor. And because of that, I'll declare a conflict of interest and refrain from discussion or voting on this item. Vice Mayor, would you take it?
Thank you, Mayor. This is fiscal year 0607 residential street overlay City of Mesa project. Each year, the Transportation Department identifies roadway segments that require some measure of pavement maintenance. This project will overlay 240,000 square yards of asphalt rubber pavement in residential areas. Improvements also include construction of ADA-compliant sidewalk ramps and other minor street improvements. It's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, MR Tanner Development and Construction Incorporated, for a total award of $2,843,500. Funding for this project is available from highway user revenue funds, which must be used on transportation on street uses. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right, is there council action? Yes, Council Member Jones made a motion for approval, and Council Member Griswold seconded the motion. Is there any council discussion? All right, seeing none, would you please vote? The voting is 6 ayes with the mayor abstaining because of a potential conflict of interest.
Okay. The next item, it's a fairly short agenda, is actually on page 8. This is item 10, items from citizens present. I think you indicated you have 11 speakers, right? I'm going to ask the speakers if they would please try to do their point in 2 minutes, if they could do that, please. The first one is Randy Fushy, F-U-S-H-E-E. Randy?
Ladies and gentlemen and members of the council, I was going to try to put something together, but I think I can speak from the heart like I did last time. Nice to see you guys again. I want to say thank you for working with us on the Veterans Day Parade, which it was a group effort and a great turnout, and I think everybody was very proud of the numbers of people, and I think everybody's real proud of what we all did together. This kind of stuff that's going on, it really hits home. I'm a Vietnam vet. My dad was a World War II vet. I think I told the story before. There's 9 in our family. I was the only one to go to war in our family. But I think what really bothers me more than anything, I really feel sorry for Mr. Rawls that he don't have the spirit that drives this country for what the flag represents. We got 465 members in our post, and they might be one or two that might think along the same lines. I'm just like anybody else. I don't like wars. I don't like fights. But like the old song goes, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I really feel sorry for Rawls, and there's probably, like you said, 1,000 different ways to protest. And this is definitely the wrong way to go. I really do feel sorry for him. I hope he might, you know, there's always hope for all of us. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of people that would say the same thing that I did. But I wish him luck. I think he's paying for it in his own way. I belong to the Mesa Southside Sheriff Posse, and I know the couple guys that's trying to help him through this. So good luck. And
Frank Algier, sorry, Frank, followed by Mike Phelan.
Thank you, Mayor, Council Members. I appreciate the time to speak. And I just want to say that I'm really disappointed. I've been a leader of Marine for 20 years. I teach young people, and the issue at hand is just a matter of respect. Many people disagree with what's going on. But it's a matter of respect. The flag is a symbol of our country, and you should never disrespect it. How can I teach my kids? How can I teach the youth that I'm trying to build? I'm trying to build tomorrow, Mesa's tomorrow and our future, if our leaders disrespect the symbol of our country. Whether you agree with the pledge, that's all right by me. We have millions of people that come to our ball games and listen to the American anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, and stand when the flag and the Star Spangled Banner, whether they pledge allegiance or whether they sing the anthem, they stand as a sign of respect. Having traveled to many different countries, it's the same thing. When I'm in a different country, I stand as a sign of respect when their national anthem and when it's called for. And it's just a matter of Mr. Rawlins, in my opinion, you're disrespecting our country by not standing. Whether you say the pledge or not, it's a sign of disrespect. You would stand if the President of the United States walked into this room, like everybody else here, they would stand as a sign of respect. It's just a sign of respect, and I'm really disappointed that you're teaching our young people that it's okay to disrespect the symbols of our country. Many, many, many of my friends are wounded and have died for that symbol. Thank you.
Mike, you're up next, followed by Jack Holloway.
I'm Michael Thielen. I'm a member of the American Legion Post 26 here and a life member of the VFW. I'm here to express the outrage towards Mr. Rawls' actions by his not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance at the last council meeting and this council meeting. We are appalled with the reprehensible act that a member of the city council who represents the people in his district would do such a thing. We feel that you have disrespected our country and the symbol of it, and the men and women who fought for it. We would defend your right to your own opinions and to express them however you would like as a citizen. But as a representative of the people, you should abide by the rules and the customs of this council. We live in a free society, and that comes with certain responsibilities. We should not show disrespect for our country or the American flag, which represents our freedoms, and the men and women who have fought and given the ultimate sacrifice with their lives. No matter what personal feelings we might have with our present elected officials and their actions, we have the right to vote these people out of office if need be. I don't believe we should be in Iraq myself, but I will support the men and women over there any way that I can, and I will not disrespect our flag or our country and the people that serve there. We feel you have acted like a spoiled child that has not received what he wants from his parents and replies to them that he hates them, not realizing the hurt that it would cause somebody. You have every right to protest any way that you would like as a private citizen, but not when you are representing the people of your district. We feel you owe the people, the men and women who have served their country, an apology because of your unthoughtful and irresponsible actions. We hope that you consider resigning from your position or that a recall is in vote. Mayor, I thank you and the City Council.
Okay, at the council meetings, we have a decorum and it does not include the applause or booing or any other signs. We do want to listen to the comments and take it and have you have your opportunity, but if you would respect those rules, I would appreciate it. So Jack Holloway is up next, followed by Pauline Bedsworth. Jack.
Thank you. Regarding the Pledge of Allegiance, I am not here to chastise who is wrong or praise who is right. I'm here to draw attention to the mutation of this topic to something that it is not. The decision to remain seated during the pledge is a personal opinion. What it is not, despite the emotional badgering of some, it is not the rejection of America nor the rejection of freedom. Instead, the freedom to legally announce what we believe, even if the methods are not favored by the majority of the people. Some people have spouted out a visceral response of, that's insulting. And for most, that's as far as they are willing or are able to extend their thinking. These Americans have failed to realize what their antics are doing, which is to deny a freedom that they supposedly are trying to defend. These people are not defending freedom nor just America, they're defending their own personal opinions. They're telling Councilman Rawls that he is entitled to the freedom of only their opinions. So long as it's legal and so long as it brings no harm to others, I will demand and respect that we protect our freedoms to express ourselves regardless of the message. America is about offering contrarian viewpoints. Our city, state, and certainly our nation are not so fragile that one person's opinion will break its underlying fabric. But what it might force many of the unwilling to think deeper than just their fragile egos and to scrutinize what that one person is trying to express. He is certainly not alone, perhaps not even in the minority of what he thinks about the current war is being directed. Yet attention is not being focused on this issue, but solely on how he went about expressing that message. My last thought and warning to all of us is not to create a form of moral police that enforces personal opinions instead of constitutional rights. As a country, we've criticized others that we call radically religious that deny basic individual freedoms. Either we protect all guaranteed freedoms or none. Yes, to disagree with a method if you want must, but do it with an insightful thinking. My final thought is, being in the majority does not necessarily mean being right. It only means being in power. No majority should abuse that power.
Pauline Bedsworth, followed by Val Tapia.
This is regarding Mr. Rawls abusing his position, sitting up there, by talking about his private ideology at a city council meeting. For personal gain, as you can tell, speaks for itself. You've seen the newspapers. It was on the front page of the Tribune. And inside the Tribune was more important things than Mr. Rawls' ideology, but the problems with drugs in our school districts. But no, he was put on the front page. I work in a school district, and when we do the pledge in the morning, like I did this morning, I watched. Teachers may not agree with whatever's going on with this war, but they stood up as a good mentor for their children and their classes to show respect for our country. Some of those same children, one of which comes from Iraq, stood up, pledged allegiance today, knowing that she's got family back there in Iraq, that our country's trying to help and protect. They built schools. They've done a lot of things for those kids and the people that live there. And I support anybody, any of you guys. You take a different opinion on the war. Go outside. Be a private citizen. I support you to have freedom of speech. I may not agree with what you say, but you have every right to speak as a private citizen. So I stand here before you guys wondering, why can't we just do something different? Why can't, if one of you don't want to pledge allegiance, I am not from this gentleman minister's church, but I stood. I did not sit while he showed an invocation. I went ahead and I stood. I thought it was out of respect to him and everybody else around here. And I have a problem with this when you guys start gaining personal gains by doing this kind of stuff. This is, all right, but this is wrong. It's not the venue to do it. And I'll be glad to support any of you otherwise. But let's not use the city council. We have important issues going on in this city that I deal with people hanging out on corners and everything else that make it very unsafe to walk down Gilbert Road and other roads in this city. That's where you guys need to be focused and helping to do something to protect us, where we can go to an ARCO, we can go to a store, and not worry about these people conjugated all over corners.
All right, Pauline, I need you.
Thank you.
Val Tapia, followed by Greg Woods. Tapia.
I'd just like to respond to the controversy surrounding Tom Rawls' form of protest. Regardless of party affiliation, views on the war, public or private citizenship, nobody is required to say the Pledge of Allegiance anywhere. The stark reality is that Tom would have received criticism even if he would have protested on his own time, as many have speculated, away from a city council meeting, due to being somewhat known throughout Mesa. Too many individuals have made an issue of party affiliation as a reason for his beliefs. The simple fact remains that both Republican and Democratic parties have lost touch with the common Americans and our concerns. People like Tom Rawls or any public official enter politics to create change. So in that regard, the previous city council meeting was not an inappropriate place to display his discontent. To my thinking, Tom was merely opposing people in power who have made the decision to proceed in Iraq. It wasn't meant to be demeaning to anybody, disrespectful. And in conclusion, the fact that some people have announced for his recall just because he didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance left me speechless. Pun intended. Thank you.
All right. Greg Woods, followed by Doreen Frick.
Mayor Hawker, Vice Mayor Walters and City Council. My name's Greg Woods, and I live at 1426 West Pepper Place in District 3, Tom Rawls District. And I want to say that I feel ashamed and embarrassed to call Tom Rawls my councilman. When he became councilman for the city of Mesa, he took an oath of office. That oath included bearing true faith and allegiance to the Republic. And his refusal to stand and take a pledge of allegiance to the Republic, I believe, constitutes a violation of that oath and makes him unfit for office. Therefore, I call upon the council to censure Mr. Rawls for his behavior. Thank you.
Doreen Frick, followed by Jerry Walker.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to say what I have liked to say. I want to know why you are so proud of your country. With all the killings and hatred and disunity, how can anyone put your heart into something that is so evil? Would you say it is one nation for God? Where is the liberty for all? Stop and think what you are saying. How does our God feel about this? Amen.
Jerry Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor Walters, and City Council. I really appreciate the opportunity to say something to you tonight. And though I don't believe that Mr. Rawls has done the right thing by not standing for a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, what I really want to do is put a positive note on this whole thing and ask all of you to continue to make the financial support for the Veterans Day Parade. We had a really great parade this year. I was the chairman of the Veterans Day Parade Committee, and I'm going to be the vice chairman of the parade committee for next year, and I'm asking you to send money to support that parade to an address that you can get if you'll just send me an email. I'm at jerrydwalker@cox.net. jerrydwalker@cox.net. If you want to send, get an address to send the money to, send me an email, and I'll be glad to respond to you. Thank you.
Diane Woods.
I wanted to talk about a problem in my neighborhood, and I'm sure it's all over different areas of the city, and that is broken glass in the gutters and different places, and that we don't have enough street sweepers. And I would propose, I know the city doesn't have the money and so forth, but I would propose that possibly a few pennies tax be put on bottles, so that we can pay to have it cleaned up. It's no fun to go with your bikes on tires, and at least on your bike, you can avoid it. But in a car, you're going to be, you know, hitting the glass a lot easier. And you don't have to use my, you know, thing on putting a few pennies tax on bottles to do it. Whatever works would be great. But I hate having to suffer the consequences of other people's actions, which, by the way, I still have about a minute, so that's a libertarian thing. Maybe, Tom, since you know and you think that people should not have to suffer the consequences of other people's actions and pay for their own, maybe you can comment on that. Also, I've got a few more seconds. I'm really sorry, Tom. Ever since you ran for office, I've been telling people that you were a good, honest man. Not very wise, but a good, honest man. And I'm hoping you will admit you had a Dilbert moment. I admit Dilbert moments frequently. And, you know, it was really dumb. Don't be an educated idiot, please. Stay and at least have me have respect for you again. Anyway, and if you could comment on the broken glass on as a libertarian on how it would be solved, so I don't have to pay for other people's consequences. Thank you.
Okay. You used up your 2 minutes right on the head. So, all right. I want to thank everyone for the attention that was given and abiding by the rules of the council meeting by not applauding or making comments. I also, it's very recognizable, the flags and the demonstration that is in the audience this evening. I think your point has been made. So those are my comments. Any comment, Tom? You were named, so you have that right if you'd like to.
It appears that I do have that right, and I'll be very brief, and I'm going to have to pass on the glass issue. I want to hear more about it, and we'll talk about it. I don't think that's what people want to hear today. Let me just say a couple, three things. First of all, I admire, I honor, and I respect all that those of you who have served in the military have done. As you probably have read, my grandfather was in the military in World War I. My father was in the military in World War II and was, in fact, the commander of a local American Legion post in my hometown. This is not about disrespect. It's not about love of country. Kyle said earlier, I'm truly grateful for this country. I am too. I am truly grateful for this country. I'm truly grateful that I have the freedom not to stand for the pledge as well as stand for the pledge. Because if I don't have the freedom not to stand for the pledge, standing for the pledge means absolutely nothing. So I do honor and respect what you have done. I also honor and respect you coming down here and protesting my protest. I think that's a perfectly appropriate and American thing to do. And I respect you for it, and I appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to do it. I also appreciate the fact that my colleagues have had to sit here and listen to your comments when we had probably one of the shortest meetings in history on the skids on the way out, and this was well worth it. I do appreciate that. I do want to make one substantive comment, and I actually already did hint at it. I love my country very, very much. I love the flag. This is a protest, ladies and gentlemen. I grew up in the Vietnam era. I was in college from 1968 to 1972. I can remember seeing people burn the American flag and remembering how disgusted I was and how offended I was, but I never thought they didn't have the right to do it. And when they did it, it made me think. And the only statement that I'd really take exception to, other than the fact that I'm an educated idiot, because I'm not sure about the educated part, is the comment that Scott made about the message being buried. Yeah, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not I should or should not stand for the pledge versus the war. But there has been some discussion about the war. But I would also say, Scott, the issue that has come up about whether or not I have the right to do what I have done is equally important and probably for a lot longer than the war in Iraq. So, ladies and gentlemen, I respect you, I admire you, and I honor you for coming down here, and I appreciate the civility with which you addressed me. Thank you.
Okay, that is the last item on our agenda, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. I have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Adjourned.